Preskabakov says that if the city center can be revitalized and the river can be connected to the lake, this would transform the entire city of New Orleans.
You can walk across it like a Paris. In Paris, you can go 50 or 100 blocks and have a fascinating, comfortable, safe experience. New Orleans is our Afro-Caribbean version of that. And if you can fix the center, you can walk from river to lake, through City Park, to the lakefront, and have a similar experience.
Kabakov has been a player in the New Orleans real estate scene for some 30 years. He converted one of the first buildings to condos in the Warehouse District. Now he's sketching a plan for downtown New Orleans in three parts. The first is the reconstruction of the Iberville housing projects.
Well, you can see it. Demolition is commencing.
Standing in front of a chain-link fence on Iberville Street with design plans in hand, Kabakov says that some 15 or 20 buildings along the spine of the housing development will be preserved. He also says that the neighborhood is on track to become an attractive place to live.
We will limit it to a walkable community with three- and four-story buildings, residential apartments that will not segregate in one section poor from rich. We just live right next to each other.
And right next to that is the second important piece of the puzzle in the downtown revitalization plan, the former Charity Hospital.
As you can see, Charity Hospital is a monumental Art Deco building.
Kabakov spoke about his plans for the hulking building from the driver's seat of his black Lexus parked in front.
What Charity really does is it anchors a revitalization of the city center from west to east.
He envisions building a neuroscience facility in one wing that would research how to address brain diseases like Alzheimer's. Kabakov is also embracing Mayor Landrieu's plan to move City Hall and the Civil District Court into the old Charity building, which has been empty since Hurricane Katrina flooded its basement. But the judges want their own courthouse on Duncan Plaza next to the current site of City Hall. They are resisting the move to Charity.
The fact of the matter is that building is unsuitable for a courthouse.
Michael Bagnaris has been a civil district court judge for 20 years.
We have to protect the citizens and ensure that when a courthouse is built, that it is a courthouse this city and its citizens deserve, which is a 21st century state-of-the-art courthouse, which cannot be placed into Charity Hospital.
Kabakov admits he faces obstacles before his vision for downtown can become a reality.
Do I have everybody agreed? No. Do I think that they'll see the wisdom? Yes.
He believes that the Iberville project will be fully developed. He believes that the former Charity Hospital will be occupied by City Hall, the Civil District Court, and the neuroscience doctors and researchers. If that can happen, he says, the third and final part of his plan can be fulfilled, bringing a version of Lakeside Mall to a vacant stretch of Canal Street. Iberville is one block away. Charity is two.
If I believe that what we're doing is right and good, I'm hard to knock out of the chair. And I think that the center city revitalization I've described to you is as important for this city as anything I've ever participated with.
Kabakov still doesn't know where most of the money will come from, and he doesn't have forever to figure it out. The Landrieu administration says it wants to take no more than 6 months to settle the issue of who will occupy the old Charity Hospital building. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Tyler Bridges.